the country schools in those days, that was the social center of the community, obviously the educational center, but beyond that, it defined the community. It gave a community a sense of identity. When people asked you, where do you live? You would not say 4.5 miles west of Wild Rose. You would say, I live in the Channel Lake School community. People knew where that was. Country schools in those days were, at least up in this neck of the woods, were pretty much the same. It was one room with all 8 grades in the room, one teacher. In the front was a blackboard. The desks were lined up, the little kids in the front, larger desks in the back. And in the front of the room was the teacher's desk where she sat, and there's a bell she had on the desk. There wasn't any reason why you shouldn't learn what was being taught, because it came at you several different times. Second grade or so, you were already helping, and I liked reading, so I was helping the younger kids with reading. We also, of course, could listen to all of the grades ahead of us, and by the time we got to that grade, we already knew a whole lot about what they were going to be studying. One of the really interesting things about it is how we all worked together. The idea of community was very much there. There wasn't any the little kids against the big kids or the older against the younger. There wasn't any of that. And I had potato vacation, as did everyone in our country school, for 2 weeks in October so that we could pick potatoes. Potato vacation was a miserable time. It was cold in the morning and we're out there. And the way you dug potatoes was two men, usually with 6 tine forks, shoulder to shoulder, would go down the rows, dig the potatoes, and one kid would come along behind, picking the potatoes for those two diggers. On a good day, you could pick 100 bushel. I was paid to do this. A penny a bushel. If you really worked, you could make a buck. But at the country school, we always had a Halloween party. And what we were doing then, I'm sure, would be totally illegal today. The teacher would bring a big wash tub and fill it with water, and you bobbed for apples. Now, to do that, you had to push your head clear to the bottom of this thing. And so your entire head was submerged. And we'd come up spitting and hope to have bitten into an apple. That was a Halloween program at school. That was sort of tame. But in the community, now I was never a part of any of this. You got to recognize that. But the kids would do some shenanigans that were, well, not so much appreciated. The favorite one was, of course, the tipping over outhouses. Everybody expected to have their outhouse tipped over. Occasionally, the person was in it. That was not such a good thing. But one of the favorite tricks, which I remember, was that one of our neighbors, I think it was Alan Davis, came out in the morning and noticed that his cows were all harnessed. The kids had harnessed up his cows with the horse harnesses. Our nearest neighbor was a half a mile away, and that was considered a close neighbor. The other direction, there was another one maybe 3/4 of a mile away, and our good friends, the Kolka boys, they were a mile away, a little more than that by the road. We could go across the fields, it was a mile. By the way, we thought nothing of walking from farm to farm, and we would walk to Channel Lake to ice skate in the winter, which was a mile and a half. And when we would get there, we'd build a big bonfire. Oh, the nights in the fall and the winter were so dark. The blessing of that is when we'd be walking to a neighbor on a clear night in January, when it's maybe zero, and the snow crunched underfoot, the whole sky was ablaze with stars. You could see stars everywhere and in every direction. It was a magnificent time. We would ice skate at night. We would ski at night. I don't remember ever having any problem seeing. And we didn't have such a thing as a flashlight. And we never used lamps or lanterns when we walked anywhere. And yet we seemed to be able to see where we were going. But back to the school year, one of the major social events of the year was the Christmas program at the country school. And everybody, every kid, from me 5 years old in first grade to the kid that might be 14 years old in eighth grade, was expected to participate. stand up on the stage and say their piece, as it was called in those days, in addition to being a part of the musical numbers and little plays and all that sort of thing. And I was really fretting about this because I was a shy little guy. I said, Miss Piasky, I'd just soon not be a part of the Christmas program. It's something I don't want to do. She whispered to me, I have for you a secret that I don't want you to tell anybody. But here, if you do what I'm going to tell you, you will have no trouble saying your piece, standing up on the stage, and looking out over the crowd. And when she mentioned looking out over the crowd, I tell you right away, the cold sweat, the idea of looking out, here are all the neighbors, the aunts and the uncles and the cousins and the bachelors and everybody came. Didn't matter if they had kids in school or not. And the idea of standing up there just scared the bejeebers out of me. Well, now it's the night of the Christmas program, and I've got tucked away in my mind this little secret that she told me. And here I'm standing on the stage, fresh, new bib overhauls, and I say the thing without any problem. What was the secret? She said, do you see the damper on that stovepipe in the back of the room? And I said, I see that damper. She said, when you stand up there and give your talk, you look at that damper. Don't look at the crowd. They'll think you're looking right at them, but you're not, and you will do well. I have been looking at the damper and the stovepipe ever since. By the time we finished eighth grade, every kid in that little remote country school knew how to stand up on the stage and say his or her piece. That's an invaluable lesson. And many people don't realize why country school kids were able to do that. And they had practiced from the time they were in first grade.